Speak of bullet. Calm yourself and shoot. You are only going to kill a man. Che Guevara to his executioner. Murder is king of the red country, of the irreplaceable life annihilated. Its promiscuous acolyte is bullet. When bullet falls into flesh, the body falls into itself, a landslide separate from a suddenly vanished mountain, a debris field, a thing without cognition, the twisted pile at the bottom of the avalanche chute. Bullet needs the body for its performance, for its entrance and exit. Bullet fathers the collapse of a body in all its forms, the fall back lean onto the passenger seat, the straight-out planked stiffness on cement, the stumbling knees sag genuflection full-out pitch down, the exhaling drift onto a bright field, bullet punching through Kevlar, into bone, into through and through. Bullet never mourns, bullet proclaims, it extinguishes. The body's animation becomes gelid, a thing possessed by gravity to be left in the sun unattended, left to bleed out, left in the tall grass of a scabby lot. Gravity will keep it anchored. Bullet understands the body's machine is running, will run, has run. The synapses dampened, the heart stuttering, stutter, the nerves fainting, fade. Stalin understood bullet, its travels in the cellars of the Lubyanka, its elegant effect, its star-shell clarity, the pure arbiter of real.